Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm going to make a bold prediction that one of three teams picks him up. I mean,
Which three teams do you think will pick him up?
I think, look, the natural would be if Cam Newton is out, then the natural place to be is to play with Eric in Carolina. I mean, can you imagine? And you've got an owner there.
They both were on the 49ers.
They were both on the 49ers. It's the Carolina
Panthers.
Very good. And Colin Kaepernick.
Testing my sports knowledge there.
I was testing
it. So he wants to play in the NFL again.
He absolutely wants to play. He wants to compete at the highest level. I mean, this is a competitive young man. I'll make the bold prediction. You can save the tape. I think you're going to see within the next 2 weeks that somebody's going to step up. Somebody's going to do the right thing. You want me to predict too? I will tell you, besides the Panthers, it would not surprise me if Bob Kraft makes a move.
Mully and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was the voice of Mark Garagos on CNN talking about his client Colin Kaepernick, who settled his collusion case with the NFL over the weekend. Zach Zaidman in for Mully this morning, and we're pleased to welcome in Dan Wetzel, the Yahoo Sports columnist who wrote about Kaepernick and the NFL settlement in his latest column on Yahoo.com. Good morning, Dan. How are you this morning? Oh, did I just hang up on Dan? He will be back in a second. He wrote a column. This is part of the column that Dan wrote, Zach. Of course, if this thing ever got to trial, Kaepernick's lawyers probably needed only to hold up a picture of Brandon Whedon on the roster of last year's Houston Texans, and they would have immediately received access to Jerry Jones' personal checking account.
Dave, that's a great point. And that's why I think when we bring on Dan, one of the things that I want to know right away is why settle if you felt like you could win taking it to trial?
Good morning, Dan. Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports. How are you? Morning, Dan.
Now you got me.
There we go. Sorry about that.
How are you guys? Yeah, we're good.
Good. Great column on Kaepernick.
To keep me out. It's all collusion.
That's it. So we read part of your column over the weekend, Dan, and obviously this is a story that got a lot of attention. Why do you think it was settled now, and what was the anything behind the timing of it?
I don't know. I mean, obviously the settlement part is, the NFL did not want to take this to trial. It's really the issue, and they were able to throw up enough money and still offer Kaepernick a chance to play, presumably. So I don't know. The NFL is very hard to win anything from in a lawsuit. They fought, gambling to the end, to the Supreme Court, legalized sports wagering. I mean, they fought Tom Brady, basically was going to go to the Supreme Court over the inflation levels of a football, and he's their most popular player. They have the money to go on a protracted legal fight, and they have the ego to never want to admit anything wrong. So, for Kaepernick to get this was to me a victory for him legally. Now, what was this about? What was his purpose in this case is a whole other question. But for him to get anything out of the NFL is a victory for him. So why did they take it this far and say, forget it, we're going to give up? I do think that they wanted him out of the league for the last couple of years. I don't know whether it was a full collusion or not. And they were able to get him out and have this issue really die down. But now, I think as your deal there with Mark Garagos on whatever show he was on, what happens now? Is someone actually going to sign him? And how much money did they pay out to basically keep him out of the league for 2 years? But he could now be in at this point.
What do you think will happen? What's going to be the ending to this story?
I mean, I assume he's going to be on some kind of team as a player. I mean, if you settle this case and then he doesn't make it anywhere. I mean, look, he's not a coveted starter anymore. And I think in any case, any one of us working for anybody, it's do your positives outweigh your negatives is how you keep your job. And so if you're the top sales guy and you're a pain in the neck, they keep you. If you're not and something happens, they get rid of you. And I think everybody does that. For Kaepernick, his deal, his negatives were not bigger than the positives, and so they wanted him out. I don't know. I think someone's going to have to probably sign him, or someone. I mean, he's still better than some of these backup quarterbacks. So I think he actually probably gets re-signed, and I kind of feel like the issue will die out. I think everyone's really tired of the story. I don't think there'll be the media attention of it. If he wants to kneel during the anthem, it'll be a big thing for a few weeks. But I think this kind of issue has kind of evolved into the next stage of this. So I don't think it'll be as big of a deal, but I do suspect someone will grab him, or else, can he sue again or things like that. So the timing of this is pretty interesting.
Joined by Yahoo Sports columnist Dan Wetzel on Mully and Haw, Zach Zabin in for Mully today. And Dan, some of the reaction we get this morning is somewhat predictable. I think when you see a settlement and the money and the dollar figures that are estimated have been reported that he will be receiving, I think you put it to, closer to $100 million than $1 million, maybe somewhere between 60 and 80, as some reports have indicated. Some people view that as a sellout, that he sold out. And maybe, I think that it's important to make a distinction between the football issue, the collusion issue, and the fact that they didn't want him on their football team, and the NFL owners, and the social stand that he still, that obviously where this all began. Those are two pretty separate things that I think some people want to kind of mix together in light of this news.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing with this whole story is everyone, there's a million opinions on it. I think the concept of this is kind of nuanced, and what Kaepernick, I don't think Kaepernick ever did a great job really articulating exactly what he was protesting and things like that. But I also think this whole issue just sort of everybody ran to their corners and shouted at each other. So if you didn't like Kaepernick, you're not going to like the settlement. If you do like Kaepernick, you think it's fine. It almost doesn't matter what happens. Everyone's in their spot, and I think that's just kind of where we're at with it for a variety of reasons. So did he sell out? Should he have taken this thing to trial? Should he expose the NFL more? I don't know. It's his lawsuit. That's the thing. If this gets him on the field and that was always his goal, then, I don't know. I got a hard time really criticizing somebody for making that move. But I do think if he gets back and gets to play again, then it'll be interesting to see where the story goes on this. The one thing we've never really heard is anything from Kaepernick. He has not spoken since he basically stopped playing in the NFL. I don't believe he's done any interviews. And so we don't always know what exactly he was looking for out of this. We also don't know what the settlement is. I mean, there were some kind of reports, but there really is nothing by anybody, anybody really credible that says, oh, it was $60 million
right,
or this thing. So my assumption is it's more money than less. But if the NFL was like, hey, you're going to get to play again, but we're going to give you $20 million, and that was what Kaepernick wants, then he may go do that and just say, yeah, that's fine. I'll take even less money on it. So I don't know. There's so much to go. But the thing with Kaepernick is no matter what happens, it's just everybody just retreats to their corners and not a whole lot. There's a lot of yelling and not a lot of listening on either side. I think that was always kind of the unfortunate part on this, because you could be totally in favor of Kaepernick and it doesn't mean you're anti-American flag or anti-troops or things like that. And you could be upset with Kaepernick and it doesn't mean because you have a certain opinion that you should honor the flag or the anthem that you're just all of a sudden a racist. So it's just sort of like everybody got pushed into corners. And I think there's a lot more common ground on this than, probably will ever be allowed.
I agree with you, but the president did try to make it into a wedge issue. There's no question about that. So what would be the infrastructure in place for the National Football League. If a team signs Colin Kaepernick to give him the right to compete for a roster spot this offseason, you know that it will those issues will bubble up again starting at the White House on the way down. What's the NFL's plan to deal with it when it happens, because they panicked last time it happened?
They totally panicked, and they still never came up with any. Remember this year it was like, yeah, you can protest, but you have to stay in the locker room.
Yeah.
You're not kneeling on the sideline, but you're kneeling in the locker room. But then it just becomes you didn't come out. Like, they've never been able to figure this thing out. The NBA, which is a far more progressive league, I would think, and really it applauds its players taking stands. They make you stand. And that's kind of my thing. Like, the NFL just never could get around and just say, everybody's got to stand. This is it. You're at work, and this is what you have to do. Okay? If you work, you work at a retail place, you can't wear a hat that says, you know, whatever. You can't wear a Make America Great Again hat, and you can't wear a hat that says, you know, whatever the opposite is at this point, because you're working at the store, and we have customers. So it's not unusual for people to say, hey, look, this is you're at work. This is the uniform. This is what you wear. You can't do this, that, and other thing. But they never were able to do that. There's such a lack of leadership and panic, and I find it just amusing that the NBA handled it fine, even though I think Adam Silver's and, you know, they basically, those players can speak out and have much bigger platforms and do pretty much anything they want. But when that anthem's playing, they have to stand. And so I think the NFL needs to find a backbone to do it, but Goodell's done a poor job organizing these owners. So it keeps bubbling back up. I really felt like last year when they came up with that policy, it gave them like a week of bad publicity. I just don't think people really talk that much about this anymore. Trump obviously tries to flame it up for his benefit, but for the most part, I think most sports fans are kind of over this issue. It's been 3 years now, and again, no common ground has ever ceded one way or the other.
So quickly, before we let you go, Dan, how will history remember Colin Kaepernick in terms of being a pioneer, in terms of being a guy who in what context will history remember him?
I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting, and maybe this last chapter will decide some of that. In general, I think it'll probably be more sympathetic to him. I think you kind of seen some of that. You know, at its time, most of these guys who are protesting, Muhammad Ali was not popular at the time. Now he's beloved by almost anyone. I mean, even Martin Luther King was extremely unpopular at the time of his death. So usually history will some of the smaller things that people point to and say, yeah, but, or I don't like this guy because of that, usually fade away and the grander message is kept. So I would imagine Kaepernick does well historically, but you're talking decades on that. And who really knows? But I do think we're back to a pretty interesting situation here where what happens to Colin Kaepernick now? Does he play again? Does the NFL put down a rule? Does he take a knee again? Does anybody care after the first week or two? I really feel like that's the thing. I mean, let's say he does go to New England, which I don't think he will, but let's say he does go to New England. I really just don't see that as possible, but he's there. I don't know what he does. I mean, the Patriots usually stand, but let's say he takes a knee after the second or third week. Do you really care what the backup quarterback of New England's doing?
Right.
You know, I think it just dies out. So we'll see. It'll be interesting.
Great stuff, Dan. Thank you. Good column on yahoosports.com. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.